Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
For years, rugby league was relegated to the thin, dusty airways of AM radio. But now,
a new era.
It's blaring out in full-fisted stereo sound.
As Triple M rocks the NRL.
On the FM band. Every moment live.
Here we go. Kicks and reaches out. Score. Up over the 40. Come to the open.
This might be a miracle. He's
got it. Triple M rocks the footy.
Let's go.
Across Australia.
Welcome back to ANZ Stadium. We're broadcasting live for our mates at Ream. In 1 hour, we will have the Dogs-Dragons game for you live across the Triple M network. It's quite breezy here. It's a good thing I went to the Bathurst 1000 with Triple M last year and thieved this good Triple M jacket. It is an absolute beauty.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's holding keeping the cold right out of me. Boys, let's talk about a few tidbits and pieces that are happening in the NRL at the moment. We called that game on Friday night, Sowie, where we saw Keegan Hipgrave sin-binned twice.
Yeah.
I hadn't ever called a game where a bloke's been sin-binned twice.
Mm.
Apparently the last time a man was sin-binned twice was 16 years ago.
And Michael Buettner, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, Michael Buettner. And for one was for offside, one was for a stripping incident. On the back of this, Hipgrave has urged refs to put the whistle away. Penalty count in that game was something like South 13-4. Firstly, on the thing about the same player being sin-binned twice, I know it's only going to happen once every 20 years, but should the same penalty be the second... If he gets sin-binned again, should it be another 10 minutes or should it be an extended period?
No. Firstly, I love Keegan Hipgrave, but I don't know if he's got enough stature in the game to be telling the referees to put the whistle away.
Yep.
I'd just go out and do your job. He was very energetic out there the other night, probably because he spent 20 on the sideline. But the way he plays the game, he's going to be a valuable asset. I know the Sharks are circling him.
Are they?
Yeah. I read the Sharks, and I think Parramatta would be... If you compare him and Nathan Brown together in that pack, he'd be a real asset. So I just think he was a bit unlucky the first time around. I think the second time he'd been chirping a little bit after he got back on the field, and it was just one of those situations. But I certainly like watching the kid play for sure.
Del, did you have any thoughts on that? I mean,
did you ever get sin-binned, Wendell?
Yeah, I did. I got sin-binned, twice. I think I was in dummy half. Darren Smith was trying to play the ball, and I think Purcell at the Steelers.
Yeah.
Andrew Purcell, great man.
He was sort of, I turned around next to him, he's hitting him, so then I started punching him in the side of the head, and then I got sent off the touch. I said, he ran in from about 10 metres away.
you punched Andrew Purcell in the side of the head?
Yeah, a couple of times.
That's what happened to him. The other thing was, boy, I was reading Buzz Rothfield's article today on the telly. He's got some thoughts on Daly Cherry Evans, who missed quite a few tackles against the Warriors, and Manly fans are starting to question whether or not perhaps DCE is worth the money. He's the highest paid player certainly in that club, if not the NRL, $1 million plus a year. Would you be happy to be paying that at the moment for DCE?
Right now it's easy for everyone to say no because of how they're struggling and their salary cap and everything like that, but I think when you sign a guy like DCE at the time, it's more, probably 80% is his player salary and the 20% would be marketing and what he brings and as a leader to that club. So, look, they're struggling at the moment, Manly, and when you're struggling, your halves are under notice and on the furnace there. And that's the same with DCE. Nothing's changed. He's missed 7 tackles, but I think it was the performance of the team over there and everything that they've gone through which makes it magnified worse. So, for me, he's... I don't know if he's worth enough to be paid the highest in the NRL, Del, but he's...
Yeah, no, but I think it's
signed. How long ago did he sign the deal? Like, he didn't just sign it now.
Probably 18 months ago.
That's what's going to happen. The spotlight's going to be on the highest paid player. When the club's struggling, it's easy to pick out someone like DCE. I think some of their forwards have got, they've got to aim up. And even yesterday, it's one of those games where I think their hooker... was it Saturday?
Coruscant
was injured, and then you just get frustrated at them, So when they've been in those games and they've won it, DCE's played pretty well. I know the Trevor brothers, they're their strike weapons as well. But no, DCE, I'm not sure if he's worth that much, but he's still a pretty fair player.
They have had an awful run with a lot of things this year, Manly, but certainly with injuries, Sowie. Walker's been injured. Coruscant now, of course. Curtis Sirin, and I don't know if Curtis will be back this year.
Mm.
So, you know, it's one of those...
Are you just stating the fact they got injured, or you've got a question?
No, well, I'm just going to say it feels like when things aren't going your way, you just can't get a break.
It happens like that, Maroon. In and around the bubble of the NRL world, sometimes it can just take one or two injuries for your season to be derailed because a person comes in and then they get injured and you lose one of your key playmakers. I mean, Coruscant is one of the toughest hookers in the game, puts his body on the line every week. Once you lose him after leading 4-0, Wendell, it's hard. Matty Wright had to come in and play 65 minutes.
He did an okay job, but, you know,
that's all you can ask of him. Yeah. He's when those guys come in to fill for those elite playmakers. And yeah, the Trbojevic is, you know, backing up after an amazing performance in game one, you know, a flight over New Zealand. So look, I mean, for teams like, I mean, we're going to see one this afternoon, I know we'll talk about it. For teams like Manly, the Bulldogs, they've got salary cap problems. Yep. They've got, you know, they've been successful for a long time now, Manly. They've had a changeover after the Stewart brothers left them, after Matt Eye and all those guys. So it's going to take for them time to roll around. It's just not their time at the moment.
Today we see a bloke that you have both had something to do with, certainly you, Del, Mary McGregor. Paul McGregor, the coach of the Dragons, coaches his 100th game in the NRL. I had the privilege of knowing Paul as he came into first grade to play for the Steelers, and the last thing I ever thought Mary was going to be was a first grade coach. But it's wonderful to see him with the team that he wanted behind him going so well as a coach.
Yeah, look, I think it's the evolution of Paul McGregor. I think he was doing a good job, you know, down there at West Illawarra, and then obviously he was a trainer at the Dragons when I was there in 2008, 2009. And, mate, Mary, you know, he's got a great mind for the game, but I also think he's got good people in and around him. You know, he's got Dean Young there and Ben Hornby.
Matty Head.
Yeah, Matt Head. So he knows the right people to get, and then he's got the right players that he wants this year. But I think now I'm really proud of Mary, because Dragons fans, I know they can be ruthless. You know, I've been there as a player, and I know that they love their team. But, mate, well done to Paul McGregor, and hopefully the boys got their new job for him today.
The Dragons now went through what Manly, the Bulldogs, are going through now. They went through it 3 or 4 years ago when Wayne left and when I left. You know, they had that salary cap turnover. They had to move some players on. They had to try and re-sign things. It's not just a Band-Aid overnight fix. And now Paul McGregor, Wendell's right, Paul McGregor's finally got the players and everything that he needed to. And I think he learned a lot from last year. After speaking with him in the off-season, he was very vocal about how he had to take a step back and just coach the team and have people in position that he trusted to be able to run the day-to-day stuff, and also having involvement in terms of game plans and stuff like that. And that's why they've played so well. However, the last month has been danger signs for the Dragons. They've really struggled going into the bye. A lot of hype around their guys who are all in good form heading into Origin and all played awesome in Origin. But as a team, I watched some firsthand against Penrith, and they didn't really trouble the Penrith Panthers. I know that Ben Hunt got injured, but they just looked a completely different side to what we'd seen earlier on in the year.
Okay, well, we're not far away from kickoff for this game. We'll get the boys to preview the game proper between the Doggies and the Dragons today. That's coming up live at ANZ Stadium. We're broadcasting live for Ream, and we'll come back. We'll get the boys' thoughts on the games that have been played so far in this round. Who went well? Who went wrong? Where did it all go right and wrong? We'll see if there's any changes for this game this afternoon as well. As Triple M rocks the footy, we're back with more right after this.
Primetime thanks to CC's. Footy and CC's. You can't say no to that. Just say CC's.
You'll hear it all on Triple M Footy, because you've never heard the footy like this. Welcome back.
Triple M rocking the footy live at ANZ Stadium for this Doggies Dragons clash. And we have been doing it too, thanks to Ream. If your hot water needs replacing, you accept nothing less than Australia's best and install a Ream. Okay, boys, just to have a look back on the round that's almost over. And, the competition table is really starting to take shape now. Penrith and the Dragons. Dragons with a game in hand, about to start here. And then the Rabbitohs, the Warriors. There's your top four. Melbourne, Roosters, Cronulla, Brisbane. Tigers, who did lose again over the weekend. And then we get down Raiders, Newcastle, Titans, Manly. Cowboys, Dogs, Parramatta. And what a ladder. Who would have thought we'd have seen two of those three down the bottom? But let's have a look at it. You, obviously now, Wendell, you draw a line through the North Queensland Cowboys, but there has been some talk with Mal moving Jonathan Thurston. Mal Meninga saying, let's move Jonathan Thurston from 6 to 7, or from 7 to 6.
Yeah, look, I don't think it really matters where they're moving. I just think they're terribly out of form. And it's unfortunate because sometimes when you want to do it for someone so much, you've got to make sure that you're playing good football. You look at Penrith and obviously the Dragons, they are where they are because, you know, they're playing tough around the middle. They've got good structure when they play in the Bunnies. So, and it, you know, the Panthers, for me, have been the unsung team of the first part of the competition.
All right. Sowie, we are seeing those teams, Knights and Tigers, who had such brave starts to the season. We really are seeing them start to fall away now. Obviously, with the Knights, the problem has been the depth.
Yeah, certainly, but that was to start the year. We always knew that their depth was going to be tested. They lose Mitchell Pearce, who's obviously a vital piece to their success this year. For me, I'm more disappointed in the Tigers. They've built themselves a really nice platform to start the year, got some really good wins, but the last sort of month and a half just haven't had the consistency to compete with some of the top teams and what is needed to go into a final series. And back to Dell's point, you can't play for a person all year, Dell, because it just becomes tiresome trying to do it for one person.
Yeah.
And I saw what Mal Meninga, and he's obviously a better judge than me, but I think the fact that the mix they've got right now with Morgan coming in at fullback and Tamaro Martin on the right-hand side is the best chance that they've got of trying to rescue their season. But I've got him missing the eight now, but I just think Tamaro Martin, he's the future.
Yeah.
You've got to let him play into that now and go through this now so that when Jono retires, Morgan and Tamaro have played footy together.
So we put a line through the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, let me go back to the Tigers. 7-7. Now, you look at that on paper, that's been a good year so far for the Tigers. But as Sowie said, they started off the season with all guns blazing. Can you see them making their way back into the eight, Del?
Oh, look, there's a chance there, but they're going to have to play their absolute best to be in that eight. We saw when they were beating the Roosters and they were beating those teams. I think they beat Melbourne twice. But they're playing tough and they're playing their best footy. Their best and their worst football, that can't be that far apart. And if it is, they get done. Even against the Sharks, you know, they let 3 tries in 9 minutes. You just can't do that if you want to play a top eight football.
The Canberra Raiders on earlier in the week, that 6 o'clock game on Friday, Sowie, they went down to Penrith 23-22. It's just another game in another year where the Raiders should have wrapped the game up. Every opportunity to finish that game, to win that game. They've been like that a lot of times this season, the Raiders. They won't make the eight, and they probably don't deserve to.
No, they don't. It's become tiresome, actually, watching them throw away games in the last 10 or 15 minutes. And as a halfback and a game manager, they, you know, the fans down there deserve better. You know, when their team gets in closer situations like that, they're doing all the hard yards. They're working hard for each other, but they continue to find a way to lose the tight games, the Raiders. It's really frustrating as a fan watching it. And we called that game 4MMM with Ryan Girdler, and we were in utter, you know, disbelief at the fact that they'd lost another tight one.
They did have some injuries, but like they had a hooker playing on the wing, and then, man, you know, Rapana does his hamstring, Joey Le Lewis. So that one,
but you're up 10 points with 8 to go, and you lose.
Yeah.
Whose fault's that?
Oh, but it can be anybody's fault.
But who when it comes video on Monday, because we both know the answer.
No, I don't know.
The fault is of the halves.
Mate, I think the Panthers did well to come back in that game. They never say die attitude, you know, so I'll give them a bit of a plus for that.
Yeah, the Panthers were fantastic towards the end, but if James Maloney's in the Raiders side, and just James Maloney, they win that game.
I can understand where you're coming from, but yeah, you're a half.
You think that Caesar and Austin would have learnt by now to be able to manage a game and roll, even at the end when they're down a point, Austin shifts right to the edge instead of just taking it down the middle and setting up for a field goal.
Yeah.
Boys, what about the Warriors? I know we all love watching the Warriors when they're on fire. Fusatua, Maumalo. Oh. What about that? I know Fusatua got 3 tries, Sowie, but what about that when Maumalo hit the ball up and bounced out of about 6 tackles? He reminded me of the great Eric Groth.
Well, I wouldn't put that comparison side by side.
Eric Groth Senior.
He's got a long way to go. But look, the Warriors needed to win. If they had a loss yesterday, I had a miss in the eight. I was really worrying signs for the Warriors. They hadn't played well at home against, you know, good sides. And I know Manly aren't going well, but they needed to get that win in the bank and confidence. They've only got a couple more home games. They're going to finish a lot of games in Australia. So the Warriors, are they as good as what we thought they are? Probably not. I mean, they're going to make the eight, but I don't think they're as good. They're not championship contenders, Wendell.
Yeah, look, they've improved from where I thought they'd be. I think they can make the eight, but they won't cause too many headaches, even though they've beaten a few of the top teams. I think Tor Harris has been a good buy from Sean Johnson.
Certainly.
He's missed a few games. He's missed a few games this year, so he's coming into his own a little bit, which is good. But for me, Isaac Luke's their most important player.
Okay, so this is Monday Triple MNRL. We are live thanks to Ream. Installer Ream. It's a big game on this afternoon. It's the Dragons Lions and the Doggies. The Dragons want to cement their spot up there in the top four, and the Doggies, well, they just want to get away from the bottom. We're going to take a break, and the game's not far away as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the footy, here live and loud.
Welcome back to ANZ Stadium. We apologise. We have had some technical difficulties across the network. So if you've lost us and you got us back now, apologise. You haven't missed anything. That's the good thing. While all that was going on, we ducked out to the press area and we all grabbed a chicken roll and some lovely pizza. How was that pizza, Del?
Yeah, oh, I only had two pieces, mate.
Yeah, they were two big pizzas. It's like that New York pizza. You know, one piece is enough.
I'm more a Pizza Hut man, mate.
Yeah, well, I had some CCs in the break there too because I love my CCs. You just can't say no to CCs and footy. Emma Lawrence, welcome back to you. Geez, we miss you when you're not with us, Em.
I always miss you, Maroon. Yeah.
What's going on? Every time I look at Fox League now, you're on there.
Yeah, should be.
And I think that's fantastic because I was going to stop my prescription and then I said, no, I'm keeping Fox League now.
Your prescription or
prescription
your subscription?
Yes, did I say prescription?
Yeah. Do us a favour. Don't stop taking your prescription.
what was your prescription for?
Did I say prescription?
Yes, you did.
I meant subscription.
They're little coloured tablets. I just can't remember what colour I saw.
Little deep blue ones they are these days. Em, some changes?
Yeah, a couple.
Not to your personal life.
Or maybe is.
Zach's still in there, still hasn't engaged, thrown the ring yet. Yeah.
No, my younger sister's engaged though, so everyone's putting pressure on
Browse Bailey.
Browse Bailey now, so lift
the pump.
Some late changes. So Dave Clemmer will be starting off the bench for the Dogs. Obviously played in that Origin opener. Only played about 30 minutes or so, but obviously Dean Pay thinks he will be better off starting off the bench. That means Renof Tuimanga will start instead. And for the Dragons, Jason Nightingale is going to be starting off the bench, and then Kurt Mann goes onto the wing.
Wow.
That's
a big call. Look, I think Nighty hasn't been at his best this year. It gets a bit harder sort of in your, I'm not saying last year, when you come into the latter end of your career. What do you think about that move? Kurt Mann's been playing some good footy.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a bit of a trend in the NRL this year. We saw Matt Wright play at hooker. He's a winger. We've seen Kieran Holland come on and have stints at hooker. So it'd be interesting to see where Nightingale comes on and plays for the Dragons. He has done it before Wendell in 2009 Wendell and Bemos were our starting wingers. Jace came on and played front row. So it's going to be interesting.
He did.
I think they would have been better off just going another young guy come into the, like a Blake Laurie or someone, or even Leilua.
Yeah. I mean.
And with Dave Clemmer coming off the bench, I mean, obviously he's probably sore. Do you think it's harder? I know I spoke to Noddy on the night of Origin. He said he thinks it's actually easier backing up only a couple of days later because by the time it comes to Sunday or Monday, that soreness well and truly sets in. Do you think?
Yeah, certainly. I played day after, so I would have played on the Friday night and I found it, you know, easier on the body to just keep it going. But interesting from Dean Pay and starting Clemmer. I thought he might have been better off coming off the bench in Origin because that second stint, but he was outstanding for the Blues, and he's going to have to be good today against this massive Dragons pack.
Mm. Do we know much about Renof Tuimanga? That's a fantastic name.
Great, so he's played a lot in the ISP. He was actually the captain for the Bulldogs ISP, played 100 games down there, so it's been a long, way to the top for him, but he's been one of their best performers, along with Reece Martin down there, who has been dropped and put in a performance the other day in the ISP. So he's a goer, he gets in there and likes the hard stuff, Maroon.
Okay, well, changes there. We'll go through them again, but basically there, Nightingale moves to the bench for the St. George Illawarra Dragons side, and Kurt Mann will start, and for the Doggies, Renof Tuimanga starts in the starting lineup, and David Clemmer will start from the bench. What I might do now, boys, is take a bit of a song, come back, talk to you and Emma about the games that we've seen so far, just have a quick wrap and ask what have we learned so far about round 13. It's all on the way as Triple M rocks the footy. At ANZ Stadium, and we have the big game coming up in just about 15 minutes time. Of course, it's the Dogs and the Dragons. CC, footy and CCs. You can't say no to that. Just say CCs for celebrations, helping you celebrate earlier on, only a couple of minutes in fact. Our very own Emma Lawrence caught up with the Doggies coach Dean Pay. Here's how it went down.
Dean, new halves combo with Jeremy and Matt. First time they'll be together. What do you want to see from them today?
Oh, look, we just want them to be nice and controlled and get through their sets, finish the end of our sets really well, and just be composed with what they're doing.
Public holiday, and it's always a fierce rival between these two sides. Can you feel the excitement amongst the group for such a big occasion?
Yeah, I sort of felt it during the week a little bit. So it was boys are up for it. They're looking forward to it. It's always a big occasion and always produces a really good quality game.
I know Mary said that he spoke to his Origin guys about the need to prove that you can back up. Have you had similar conversations with Dave Clemmer about being able to produce another performance today?
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding the other day. I thought he was one of their best forwards for New South Wales. So, I asked him during the week how he felt, and he said he couldn't wait to get back out here and put the boots back on. So, Clem will play every day of the week if he could. So, he's ready to go, that's for sure.
And Michael Leisha back in the side today as well. What do you want to see from him that maybe in those early rounds you weren't quite seeing?
Yeah, just a little bit more consistency with what he's doing. Just make sure he's passing off the deck and, you know, with his line speed and his contact. So all the small things.
All right, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Emma.
Good there on. It is for celebrations. Emma Lawrence with Dean Pay, the coach of the Doggies. All right, the Doggies have had a dismal season this year. They seem to be flying under the radar a little bit with that eye feel because of how badly Parramatta and the Cowboys are going. But the Doggies have, you know, they've had a couple of floggings a couple of times. It's just been a dour game where they've lost. They've lost a couple on the bell. They need to get back in the winning circle today, Sowie. What are the keys to success for the Dogs?
They need to make sure they come out and try and turn this Dragons pack around early and just be in a contest. The last thing you want to see when you're struggling as a side is, you know, the Dragons come out and put two tries on nice and early, because there's not a lot of points in this dog side. So they want the contest to go on as long as possible, being a tight contest in and around that 4 to 6 points, and then hopefully try and get a couple of tries towards the back end to steal the game. But no Kieran Foran today hurts them. Gives a chance to Matt Frawley to take over the team and cement his spot as a half for the Bulldogs, with Cogger coming there next year.
What about the Dragons here? Such an important game, milestone game for Coach Mary McGregor, his 100th NRL game as a coach, and of course Benny Hunt, 200 NRL games. But this is the threshold moment for the Dragons. This is where they often lose control. We're week one of Origin. They're right up there on the top of the competition table. This is an important game, Del, on such a different levels.
Yeah, it is. I think we've seen a few times this year now, the Dragons have been absolutely smashed by Panthers and South. In the first half, you know, laying that platform. If you keep taking that space away from the Dragons, they don't get their offloads. They're in a bit of trouble. They come with a few mistakes, so they need to get back to playing the football they were when they were putting teams away. But also, that comes on the back of Ben Hunt being injured too. His running game hasn't been the same. I'm not sure with that cork and how bad it is, but mate, if you're going to play, you've got to do your job, I reckon, Emma.
Well, I think it's not really 100%, because I was down there in Melbourne, and the day before, obviously, just before their captain's run, there were even suggestions he might not be able to play. He had to have a fitness test even before the captain's run, because the cork wasn't quite right. So I'd imagine he's not at 100%, especially after playing 80 minutes in Origin.
Yeah, look, you know, people have said, they said he didn't really put his stamp on the game, and that's one of those things when you've coming in and you're replacing some of the legends of the game, if you're going to get out there, you've got to be ready to play, Sio.
Yeah, you certainly do, and I wonder whether Kurtman in the starting side, that's maybe a bit of cover for Ben Hunt if he's not on today, that they just take him off, put him into the halves. So it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the Dragons were flying high. They were everyone's premiership favourites a month ago, and then they lose that game to South Sydney here at ANZ Stadium. They limped home against the Raiders, and then they got towed up by the Panthers. So for me, they've been too sideways in their attack, and I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of their guys had their eye on Origin, the first timers. So I reckon that's out of the way now. So not the Frizzells, and if you've been there before, but I'm more talking, you know, Jack DeBellin, who talked about making it, Tarek Sims, those guys that were first timers, Paul Vaughan. Now that they've had that run in Origin, they'll be looking to get back on the horse today.
But even Ewan Aitken, he needs to make sure that he gets out there and plays some good football, because, you know, he was certainly in the mix here. His name was thrown around. Everyone thought, you know, he's in, and then all of a sudden they go with Latrell Mitchell and James Roberts.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. And if you're looking, I mean, it's our job to pick apart why they can't win the competition as to list the 30 reasons that they can. Their game management of Ben Hunt in those tight spots has been a question mark pretty much since he was at Brisbane. And the second part of it, defensively, their centres can come up with some errors at crucial stages. That's why we've seen Kurt Mann moved in and Nightingale gone to the bench. Their outside players have come up with some real simple errors.
And James Graham too, I'm looking forward to him up against his former side. Players these days are constantly moving around, so is there really that much extra feeling, do you think, when you're coming up against a former side these days?
Yeah, I prepared probably like it was a grand final when I played against the Dragons when I moved out to Penrith. So you always want to get, and especially James Graham being the emotional player he is, he's going to be up for a big one today.
Good on you, Sowie. Emma Lawrence and Wendell Saylor, that's your call team today, along with Anthony Marin. We do it thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite. If your hot water needs replacing, accept nothing less than Australia's best, and always install a Ream. Good crowd here today. Beautiful conditions for rugby league at ANZ Stadium. We'll take a break and come back. Doggies, Dragons.
From the Triple M network across Australia, you've never heard the footy like this. This is Triple M Footy.
Welcome back as we preview this game between the Doggies and the Dragons at ANZ Stadium for CC's C-Season Footy. You just can't say no to that. Sowie and Dell and Maroon in the chair today. And a great game on the way. They always compete with each other. Good solid rivalry over about four or five decades now. I remember even being a youngster watching the Dragons and the Doggies go at it, and it'd always be a good game. And of course, 85 grand final where the Dogs got up and beat them in a low scoring game. But there's always been that rivalry between these two clubs. Dell, let me get your Jack Links beef jerky bold prediction for this one.
Yeah, look, I think
microphone problem there, Dell.
Yeah, I think there is one. Yep. Can't really want to turn me off.
They
wouldn't do that. Look, I think for me, one of the young stars of this team has been Matt Duffy. So for me, I'm going to go Matt Duffy, 2 tries and 1 try assist.
Ooh, he really does. You really do put yourself on the line. I admire that.
I'm going to one up you here, Wendell. I'm going to say Nate McDonald a try, Gareth Widdop a try, and Paul Vaughan.
Stop
the press.
I get it, I want the Jack Links beef jerky delivered to the house.
Yeah, well, I think we can. If you get that, I will have it delivered to the house in a stretch Hummer.
Righto.
Okay. All right.
And what do you got?
I was just going to say Dragons by 18, and I thought that was...
Come on, mate.
That's a big prediction.
Do your research. You're a professional.
That's a bold prediction. You guys, you're picking Keno numbers.
Yeah.
You're like...
Have a crack.
Hang on.
We've got Dragons. You pick someone from the Dogs.
I've just got a text here from Steve at Jack Link's Beef Jerky Bold Prediction. He says, if your one is right, Howie, which was what?
Yeah.
McDonald, Widdop, and Vaughan try.
All tries.
All three.
Well, Steve says if you get that right, he will personally deliver the jerky, and he will give you a life supply. So even if you go and work for the opposition...
Oh, that's big.
Or you go and work for Croc Media, or you go and work somewhere else...
They will give
you a life supply. And Dill, yours again was?
Matt Duffy, 2 tries and a try assist.
All right, and mine was Dragons by...
18.
It's only about getting it right, though, Sarah. It's only about getting it right.
Okay.
And that's our Jack Links beef jerky bold prediction. That's the way to enjoy the footy, is with the Jack Links. Find it in the snack aisle today and get yourself a nice big packet. All that aside, though, we're a couple of minutes away from kickoff. We'll go through the changes again shortly. Wendell, who wins this one and why?
Yeah, look, I think for me, I think the Dragons, I think they need to bounce back into the winner's circle, but not just that. I think those Origin players backing up, they want to be ruthless, but James Graham playing against Real Team, he'll lead the way. The Bulldogs, for me, they'll try hard today. It'll be closer than people think. They've beat them 11 out of 12 times, the Bulldogs, so they'll be close, but just to the Dragons for me, mate.
I reckon the Dragons are going to have a day out this afternoon, Wendell. I think that they saw on Friday night that those guys from Penrith really backed up and solidified their competition favouritism as the Dragons get ready to take the field. But I think it's going to be a big win for the Dragons.
Okay, there are some changes here for Mongrel Boots. They're Aussie born and bred. And here is the Dragon side led out by Gareth Widder.
Yeah, fullback Matt Duffy on the wings, Dana McDonald, and Kurt Mann comes in with 9 to go back to the bench. Ewan Aitken, Tim Lafoy in the centres. The halves of Widder and Ben Hunt. James Graham plays his old team. Cameron McGuinness, Paul Vaughan. The back row of Tyson Frizzell, Tarek Sims and Jack DeBellin. As I mentioned, Nightingale moves to the bench. Leeson Armour, one of the best bench players in the competition. Jeremy Lattimore and Jacob Host comes into the 17. That's the Dragons.
And it's all thanks to Mungrel Boots, built for pure comfort. That's what a Mungrel Boot is. So the Dragons win this one today. They go to a share of the lead again with Penrith on 22 points. And if the Doggies win, they leapfrog both the Cowboys and Manly. So there's a lot on the line if you look at it that way from a Doggies point of view on the EWFW ladder. And we're about to see them enter the arena out here today.
Real nice touchdown there. James Graham clapping the Dragons Army fans down that end. Beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, well, here he is up against his old club. I had the pleasure of hosting the Doggies end of season presentation night. I tell you what, he was very emotional about leaving the Doggies, was James Graham. But here we go. We'll see how it all pans out today. Josh Jackson leads out the Dogs. Fullback is Moses Mbai. Brett Morris is on one wing. Marcelo Montoya. And the centres are Johnny Olive and Will Hopewate. Marshall King and Frawley, half and 5'8". Aaron Woods and Renouf Tumanga are the front row. Mike Alicia is the hooker. The back row, Jackson and Faitala Mariner. Adam Elliott is number 13. So the bench now looks like this. Reece Martin, Kerrod Holland, Aidan Tolman, and David Clemmer will start the game from the bench in jumper number 10. It's the Doggies and the Dragons right across the Triple M network through Triple M Sydney, Brisbane, KOFM in Newcastle, 2GOFM 107.7 on the beautiful Central Coast into Cairns, Mackay, the Whitsundays, Triple M Toowoomba, and right across the Triple M network in Triple M Orange, Port Macquarie, Coffs Harbour. And we are about to get the kickoff underway with the Doggies to kick off. Moses Mbai will start the game. And a crowd, great anticipation for this game today, and a good turnout for a Holiday Monday crowd. Mind you, it is a little chilly, but good conditions for rugby league. A little breeze blowing outside ANZ Stadium today.